The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's up, and welcome back to today's episode of Build Your Tribe. Today's episode, we're going to talk about one-on-one coaching, my experience with it, and whether or not it's right for you. Now, no matter what industry you're in, whether it's fitness, health and wellness, whether it's beauty and makeup, fashion, theater, acting, the arts, no matter what industry you're in, there's likely some form of one-on-one coaching available in that industry. For most of us, when we think of one-on-one coaching, we're familiar with the premise behind it. Basically, if you're working with an expert in a field one-on-one, you're going to get a lot more attention and likely improve your results a lot more, see the benefits a lot faster than you would if you were doing some kind of group coaching or taking a course, something like that, from one of these experts. Now, of course, that's just what we assume. That's not always true 100% of the time. Some people, some students just perform a lot better in a group setting. Some people perform a lot better when they're a part of a team or a part of an online course where they can move at their own pace. So everyone's a little bit different, but generally most of us assume, most of us have this belief that when you work with an expert one-on-one, you usually get better results. And as a coach, as someone who does coach people one-on-one, that's oftentimes one of the selling points. You know, when you work with me one-on-one, you'll get X, Y, and Z. I can promise X, Y, and Z results from working with me one-on-one. Yes, you can get a lot from a course. Yes, you might get a lot from group coaching. But imagine if we could work one-on-one and have a direct consultation. Imagine how much more hands-on that would be. That's oftentimes one of the selling points of one-on-one coaching. And if you are doing one-on-one coaching, that might be something that you want to make sure that you incorporate into your selling or into your pitching of your one-on-one coaching of, you know, how much more in-depth you can go and how much more hands-on it is and how much more personal one-on-one coaching can be. Myself personally, I did one-on-one coaching for the first time in spring of my sophomore year of college. So I was about 21 years old, launched my one-on-one coaching, closed it a few hours later because I set the price really, really low for a one-hour session. I was charging like less than $100, and I really quickly filled up my time. And of course, I was still playing college football and taking a full class workload at that time, so didn't have a ton of free time to begin with. Very quickly filled up my time, sold out, and had to close a few hours after launch. So that was my first one-on-one coaching season of my life, and that lasted for a few months. And then this year, during the early stages of the pandemic, from about May until really July and August, I was doing quite a bit of one-on-one coaching. There were days in May and June where I was literally having 7 or 8 one-hour calls in a day, like from 8 a.m. till 4 p.m. all the way through back-to-back-to-back-to-back one-hour calls. There are definitely some benefits to that, some great highlights, and there are also some cons, some negatives to that one-on-one coaching and a lot that I had learned. So with that, I wanted to talk to you today about if one-on-one coaching makes sense for you. Let's talk about if it does and if it doesn't. It makes sense for you if you're just getting started in the expert space. Calling yourself an expert or a leader or someone who's super knowledgeable in an area can be scary and intimidating at first. And oftentimes to launch and sell something like an academy, a course, a podcast, a membership site, something like that, you want to have some experience. You want to have some credibility, something to point at to say, look, I've worked with this many clients, or my clients on average go from this to this. And so oftentimes before you can teach hundreds or thousands in the group model, it's easier and more beneficial for you to start with just one-on-one coaching, even if it's just pro bono, even if it's super inexpensive. You also learn a ton as a one-on-one coach, so it's a great way to grow in your expertise. One-on-one coaching might be for you if you don't have a large following yet, a large email list, or a big ad budget. Oftentimes, to earn profits and really make a large enough income to see the benefit from launching a course or something that might be a little bit less expensive, like, you know, an academy, an ebook, something like that, it might make more sense for you to go the hyper-personal route and go for really high-quality customers. So if you don't have a big email list, if you don't have a big following, it might be smarter for you to start out with one-on-one coaching. One-on-one coaching might also be for you if you're someone who wants to create a very closely bonded, a very accountable experience with your clients and with your students. There are some fields, some industries where creating that relationship really truly does lead to better results. And those better results, of course, can lead to more testimonials and better credibility for you in the future. So if you're someone who really wants that credibility or really wants to see those results or knows that those results are really dependent on relationships, then one-on-one coaching might be for you. One-on-one coaching also might be for you if you thrive on the energy you receive when connecting in a one-on-one setting with someone, or if you thrive in like small group settings, things like that. And you can actually see their reaction and see their aha moments and build those connections. If you're someone who thrives off other people's energy, teaching people really brings you energy, then one-on-one coaching might be for you. One-on-one coaching might be for you if the type of work or coaching that you do is very high level and very specific to each client, or if teaching a general concept or direction doesn't really serve your ideal client. For example, I think of when we hired, we being Team Johnson and specifically my mom and dad, Brett and Shalene, when they hired Anne, who was an expert business coach basically for them. And she was hired on a one-on-one basis because yes, they could buy a bunch of courses and watch YouTube videos and attend trainings and workshops to improve their business. But when hiring a one-on-one business coach, she was able to come in and see specifically what the people on our team were doing, who she thought we were missing, who needed to be working more for us, who needed to be doing less work or different work. So because we were able to work with Anne, our business coach, one-on-one, we were able to get much more hands-on, much more specific and high-level advice and coaching than we would have if it was just, you know, a course, an ebook, a webinar, something like that. One-on-one coaching might be for you if you can charge enough money hourly to justify the fact that your earnings are capped by the number of hours you actually have available. So that's something you need to consider. If you can only charge $15 an hour for your one-on-one coaching, and you only have 8 hours per day available for one-on-one coaching, then you're capped out at $120 per day. Now imagine if you could charge $800 per hour and you have 8 hours available per day. Well, now you can make $6,400 a day. So really, one-on-one coaching is right for you if you know that you can charge enough money. And how do you determine how much you can charge? Well, we can't give you an exact formula. We can't say if you have X number of followers and your email list is X number of size. But here's the bottom line. You need to know your worth. And I've seen a meme going around that says, know your worth and then add tax. I think that's right. Absolutely. You need to know your worth. Only you can determine what you're worth. And I think when you're setting a price for one-on-one coaching, most of us, from what I've found, we don't value our time as much as we should. We don't value our expertise as much as we should. I mean, when I first launched my first round of one-on-one coaching, I charged less than $100 an hour. And while I do think that that gave me the opportunity to work with a ton of people, I also know that looking back on it, I was probably undervaluing my hour. So one-on-one coaching is right for you if you can charge enough money hourly to justify the fact that you only can work hourly. You only have so many hours available in a day. One-on-one coaching also might be right for you if you need that one-on-one opportunity. You need that real-time feedback to help you build a better course, write a better book, whatever it may be in the future, serve a lot of people in a more systematized way in the future. I can tell you that working with hundreds of entrepreneurs and Instagram accounts and people, business owners over the last few months, I have learned so many valuable insights. And a lot of those are things that I am now applying in a much simpler way in the Insta Club Hub. These are things that without working with hundreds of clients, I would have just had to assume, or I would have had to poll my audience, or I would have had to guess what people are struggling with and what things need to be described a different way. I mean, over a period of months teaching the same lessons and working with a lot of the same people over and over again, you find that, oh, hey, there's this reoccurring problem that keeps popping up for people. Or, hey, there's this way of teaching things that I thought needed to be taught in an ABC order, but it actually needs to be taught in a CBA order or in a BAC order or a BCA order, you know? Basically, you think you know a lot as an expert, but when you work with someone one-on-one and when you work with hundreds of people one-on-one, you really get a true sense of how things can best be taught and what people need the most. So you can take those lessons that you learn and apply those to future courses, to future offerings, to things like we are doing now with our Instagram membership site, the Insta Club Hub. One-on-one coaching might be for you if you can use the one-on-one experience to see predictable patterns that helped you realize that there's a need for a more affordable solution for customers, which could allow you to scale your business. That again ties into why we created the ICH. Working with me on a one-on-one basis was not something that everyone could afford. It's not something that every entrepreneur and every Instagram owner and every person who's trying to grow their brand on IG was able to afford, and I know that. And also, I only had a limited capacity. I only had so many hours in a day, so I didn't have a ton of availability for people. So that's why we created the Insta Club Hub. Working with me one-on-one is close to $200. The Insta Club Hub, in which you get over 50 lessons that Shalene and I have recorded, and you get 2 live trainings per month, and there's a bunch of other advanced trainings that are already in the Insta Club Hub, that's $27 a month. That's extremely affordable. That's like a tenth of the price. That's a price that almost anyone in our audience could afford. For $27, you get to work with Shalene and I. Basically, you have 2 live trainings a month and you have over 50 pre-recorded trainings, everything from the basics of how to set up Instagram and switch from a private to a public and from a public to a professional account, all the way from the simplest of things to the most advanced of how to add links to your stories without the swipe up feature and how to convert live videos into IGTVs with the proper thumbnail size. Insta Club Hub is everything that I've learned over the last 6 to 8 months of one-on-one coaching packed into a very affordable membership site, a place where you can learn at your own pace. And it's a place that's very scalable. So finally, one-on-one coaching is right for you if you want to scale. Like I've said many times, I can only work with so many people on a daily basis with one-on-one coaching. But with the Insta Club Hub, I can help thousands of people on a daily basis, and it's a lot less strenuous for me. It's a lot less time-consuming for my day. Now let's talk about who one-on-one coaching doesn't work for. One-on-one coaching doesn't work for you if it just doesn't suit your personality. For example, maybe you're an extreme introvert, or you're someone with social anxiety, or you're someone who struggles to, you know, talk to people and coach people one-on-one. You're very much maybe a people pleaser and you don't want to be that tough love coach. You just want to tell everyone that everything is great and they're doing fine and it's going to be okay. Maybe your personality just isn't right for one-on-one coaching. Maybe you have very limited time. Maybe you're a mom with 3 kids running around and you're still working full-time and your husband works full-time and you're trying to grow a business full-time. Like, maybe you have lots of different passions and side hustles. Maybe you're a college student who is still taking a full load of classes. For whatever reason, whatever stage you're at, maybe you don't have a lot of time. And if you don't have a lot of time, then maybe economically speaking, one-on-one coaching isn't the best option for you. One-on-one coaching also might not be the best option for you if you don't currently have customers who can afford to pay top dollar per hour. Maybe you have 50 people who would be willing to pay you $12 for a 1-hour webinar. I mean, that alone is $600 for a 1-hour webinar. But maybe you don't have any customers who are currently in a position to be paying you a couple hundred dollars for 1 hour of one-on-one coaching. So it's important that you know your audience and you know what they're able to afford. One-on-one coaching might not be for you if you find that your teaching is inconsistent. Like I said earlier, when I was doing one-on-one coaching, I very quickly realized that though I was having sessions multiple a day with hundreds of different entrepreneurs and business owners, they oftentimes follow the exact same formula, the exact same structure. We start by working on your brand, and then we move to your Instagram profile. Then we move to your feed content, your stories, engaging, increasing your engagement. Like, it followed a very similar structure and outline every time. That was something that I learned. It was very consistent. But if my teaching was inconsistent, then maybe one-on-one coaching wouldn't be for you. When you're doing one-on-one coaching, like I said, you're often doing the same content in the same order over and over again. And so if you're someone who just struggles to follow that, you don't like that routine, or maybe you struggle to stick to that routine, then maybe one-on-one coaching might not be for you. One-on-one coaching might not be for you if you need to scale your business. If you're looking to, you know, take your business to the next level, move from 5 to 6 figures, from 6 to 7, if you are ready to start hiring people, or you're ready to start really growing your email list and your customer base, then maybe one-on-one coaching isn't right for you. Maybe one-on-one coaching isn't right for you if you wish to make more passive income. One-on-one coaching is active income. It is not income that can come in while you're sleeping. Passive income is not one-on-one coaching. One-on-one coaching is maybe the most active, hands-on, demanding of all of the income streams. Now, of course, I haven't talked about this, but it is extremely rewarding. You get to build a ton of interpersonal relationships. You really get to care about the people you're working with, and you really can see their results and their aha moments, but it's not passive income. It's not income that comes in while you're sleeping. One-on-one coaching might not be for you if you just don't enjoy working with people one-on-one for whatever reason. Personally, I found that as much as I loved it and as much as I enjoyed all the things that I just listed, I found that it also was sometimes draining for me emotionally, because I was someone who very much cared for my one-on-one clients. And, you know, if they were self-sabotaging, or they were didn't believe in themselves, or they weren't achieving their goals for whatever reason, I would take that very personally. And even if I worked with 100 clients in a month and 99 of them saw results, my brain would oftentimes fixate on the one person who was still struggling. And I keep asking myself, how can I help them? What different way could I teach it? And so even though overall I would say that one-on-one coaching was very enjoyable and was a very positive, rewarding experience for me, and something that I still enjoy in moderation, it's something that I don't want to do and I don't plan on doing all day, every day for the rest of my life, because it's just not something that necessarily fills me up as much as it once did. One-on-one coaching also might not be for you if you believe that you can help more people at a more affordable price. Like I talked about earlier, that's why we created the Insta Club Hub. I was able to work with about 300 entrepreneurs over an 8-month period. Now, I'm going to be able to work with 3,000 entrepreneurs every single month in the Insta Club Hub. That's also why we created the Marketing Impact Academy. It's a way that, rather than charging, you know, $20,000 to work with people one-on-one and grow their business and have the whole Team Johnson team dedicated to one person's business, we can charge a lot less money, like a tenth of that, for the Marketing Impact Academy, which allows people to move through and learn everything that they could ever want to learn about starting, launching, and growing their online business for a lot less. And we're able to serve a lot more people. So if you believe that you can help a lot more people at a lot more of an affordable price, then one-on-one coaching might not be for you. Now, I know you've heard me mention it a few times, but the Insta Club Hub is our new Instagram membership site with literally everything you could ever want to know about growing your brand on Instagram. But our goal is to save you time and help you grow a real following. And when we say real following, we don't just mean like that number is really growing. We mean that your following is actually growing with your ideal market. You have your future customers following you. We don't want you to spend hours doing strategies that aren't going to work and watching YouTube videos from people who claim to be experts. We want to cut through all of that and save you time so you can start growing your Instagram with the very limited time that you do have. So you can focus on things that require more attention and more time in your business, and Instagram can still grow, can still be a platform that is effective for you in reaching those ideal customers and clients. Like I said, it is a membership site where we have over 50 instructional videos that we've already recorded, everything from the very, very basics of day one of creating your Instagram account to the most advanced Instagram strategies and techniques. and 2 live advanced trainings per month with Shalene and I. It's $27 per month, and you can cancel at any time because we hate those services where it's like, oh, hey, you were just billed and there was no warning and like suddenly the money is just subtracted from your account. That's super annoying and super frustrating. So with the Insta Club Hub, you're notified 5 days before the next billing cycle, so you can cancel at any time. There's no minimum requirement. And it's just $27 to join the Insta Club Hub and $27 a month. So I highly recommend it. There's also one of my favorite features of the Insta Club Hub is that there is a Q&A tab where there are literally hundreds of the most frequently asked questions. These are questions that I get in my comments, in my DMs, questions that we get as responses to podcasts like this, questions that we get when we do live trainings. We have populated and tabulated all of those and put them into very easy to find searchable forums. So if you have any question about Instagram, I would bet that it's answered in our FAQ, our Q&A section of the Insta Club Hub. And hey, if it's not, there's even a button that you can press to ask your question about Instagram and have it answered by Shalene or I. So again, that's instaclubhub.com, and you can join for just $27 a month. I highly recommend it. And this is our first month of the Insta Club Hub, so I am super excited for some of the live trainings coming up this month. This week, we are doing a live training on batch producing content to help save time on Instagram so that you can produce all of your content in one sitting on one day rather than having to stress about what you're going to post on Instagram every single day. And then later this month, we're going to talk about some advanced things like creating a feature account for Instagram, Instagram for multi-level marketers, finding your niche, things like that. So super excited about the Insta Club Hub. Back to the point of the episode though, one-on-one coaching might be for you, one-on-one coaching might not. If it's something you've never considered or never thought about before, and you feel that your business is a little bit stagnant right now, or you are trying to really launch it, get it off the ground, or grow in your expertise, I would recommend that you just give one-on-one coaching a thought. Explore the possibility. What if you had 2 to 3 hours per day where you were working with people on a one-on-one basis? Just explore what that might look like in your business and figure out if that's right for you. And hopefully these questions, these if statements have helped you figure out if it's right for you and if that's something you're going to explore with your business. Until next time, and as always, happy networking.